bottom of the Kuf Nun Hey Amar Aleph. Om Rav Chiya Barashi Om Rav. Var Torah Eino Chayev Elal Drish Azeshin Vanovim Dovad. From the Torah, you're only chayev if you squeeze grapes and olives, because that's the only thing that's really the derech to squeeze. Everything else is considered shaloka derech. The Chayim Tani Tvei Menashe Dvar Torah Eino Chayev Elal Drish Azeshin Vanovim Dovad. Vein Eden Mipi Eid Kosher. Ella Le'edus Isha Bilvat. Second-hand testimony. A witness testifies, someone told me that this is the case. That's not kosher. It has to be mipihem and not aid mipiyed. You have to hear it from the witness himself and not one witness from another witness, except by Eidus Isha. It means it's testifying that a woman's husband died, that she can remarry. That is permissible, aid me pa, Rashi. Lomar Isha meis palecha, da kilu bo rabbonim ishimu iguna. Here it's a special din to rabbonim. It's only a rabbinic halacha that we believe these aidim, that the woman should be able to get married. Why? How can the rabbis permit a woman who, there's no aidis, we don't know if her husband's dead or not. If she gets remarried, she's committing adultery if her husband's still alive. But kola mekadish adaitid rabbonim mekadish. When a person gets married, he gets married al das, that the Rabbanan are maskim to his Kedushin. And the Rabbanan said that we're going to make the Kedushin bottle of Mafreya. So he was never married. In such a situation, there's a Rabbanan are maskim to the Kedushin, and it's as if he made a condition. I'm marrying her on das, the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said, we're maskim to the Kedushin, only if it never comes out of a situation that she won't know if her husband died or not. And there'll be a situation of aid me p'aid. In that situation, we weren't masculine to the Kedushin to begin with, and therefore there never was a marriage. So that's how the koach of the Rabbanan to believe this aid. Seems from a sifri that there's a pasuk that tells me by Eidus Isha that it's min ha-Torah he's believed, and the Pnei Yeshua says that the sifri our Gemara holds, that sifri is only an asmachta, and it's true, it's only with Rabbanan, and it's a special kula the Rabbanan gave. The Rambam holds it even in Eid Echad. So Halacha, we'll get to it in a second. Iboyeluhu. Eid mi pi eid le'edus b'chor mahu. What about Eidus b'chor? Right, Rashi, what's Eidus b'chor? B'chor biyad kohen. A b'chor was given to the kohen. A b'chor that has no mum, so you give to the kohen, and he brings it as a korban. Bisman Azeh, you can't bring it as a korban. So he has to wait till he gets a mum, and then he's allowed to eat it. So, Kishinosna Yisrael, lo, Shalim, the Yisrael gave it to him without a mum, and he's not allowed to do anything with it. In fact, he has to watch it, make sure that it doesn't get worked with, or because it's Kodesh. And he waits till he gets a mum. He can't put a mum in, it's also to put a mum into it. So he has to wait till it gets a mum, till it gets a blemish by itself. The Irelo mum, and then he got a mum. Kaimalom bibachoros, nechshu du kohanim lahatul mum bibachor, the ein nem and lomer mum zenofa bome'elam. Right? The Kohen's not believed to say that the mum came by itself, and we're afraid that he put the mum there to be able to benefit from the bechor. The ein nem, and the tzorich lehavi edim, it has to bring edim that the mum came by itself. Rabin and Hashem, the ishik sheir le'edizu. But the Gemara says that a woman is kosher to testify that the mum came by itself, in this Eidus. So, since it's only a chumr the Rabban, then you need Eidus altogether. Normally the Kohen would be believed. But since they were machmer, that you need another aid, we don't believe the Kohen, so what's it called? The woman is also believed. Gemara says, Ravami Asir, Ravami says that aid me pi aid is not good. If one witness says, reports what another witness told him, that's hearsay. It's no good by Eidus Bechor. Ravasi Sharin, Ravasi says it's mutter. Amalei Ravami le Ravasi, v'atana dvei menashe, ein aid me pi aid kosher, le'edus isha b'vat. Aid me pi aid is only kosher for the aidus of what's it called, of being mater a woman to get married and testifying that her husband is dead. Right, reading it wrong. Not la'edus isha, for edus concerning this woman. But any edus that a woman is kosher to give, then aid mi pi aid is also okay. A woman is kosher to give edus that somebody's husband died. she's also, what's it called, kosher to give edus on the bechor. Mamela, ed mipied is also kosher by both those situations. Rav Yemer achsher ed mipied le bechor. Rav Yemer was machsher ed mipied to be matter the bechor to the kohen, right? That we know that he didn't put it in on purpose. Korile Mareimar Yemar Shori Bukhra. So Mareimar called on him, Yemar, the one who's Matur Bechoros. In other words, it wasn't such a great thing that he was such a makel. The Hilchas saw Edmi Piyed Kosher Bechor. Now, Loch is talking like that, that Edmi Piyed is kosher to be Matur Bechor, to let us know the coin didn't put the mum in on purpose. Rashi, Emala Edis Shaisha Ksherala, the Hainami Ksherala. She's kosher also, to a woman is kosher to be made on a Bechor, so Edmi Piyed is also kosher. Okay, right there. Chalos Dvash. Ki osa Rav Oshia min Ardo, osa v'aisi masnisa biyode. When Rav Oshia came from an Ardo, he brought a brisa with him. Zeisim v'anovim shirishka me'erev Shabbos, v'yotza mi'atzman asurin. If you have olives and grapes, that you already crushed them, Erev Shabbos, and on Shabbos the mashke came out by itself, it's also to use that mashke, because we're afraid that you'll squeeze other mashke, like the Rabban and Hold. Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon matirim. Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon are matir. Rav Yosef, Gabri, Seiros Hashim. We know this in the Mishnah. Rav Elazar is matir. Right? What do we need to tell me that Rav Shimon is also matir? Amar Le'abaya Tuba Kamashvelin. That's a big chiddush in this brisa. Di'imi Masnisen Havi Ameno Hasim Demi Kara Uchla V'Sof Uchla. The Mishnah only speaks about Chalos Tvash Shiriska, that you crushed the honeycomb. And then the honey that comes afterwards, the Rabbanan say is Aser, and Rabbi Elazar says Mutter. But if I only knew the Mishnah, I would say that's because by honey, and by the honeycomb, it was food to begin with, it's food now. So the Meila, what's it called, it's Mutter. But over here, by the Zesim and Anovin, in the beginning it was part of the food. Now it's a Mashka by itself, I might think that it's Aser to drink the juice. Emalo, Kamashmalan, then no, it's Mutter. Rashi, also Lashmi, Yidgavri say Rav Shimon, the Masni Rav Elazar, the Masni and Rav Elazar Tananba. You're coming to tell me that Rav Shimon also holds like that? What's the chiddush? El as Mashim bitmi akolam ma bolam denim lozos. What else is different about this brisa than the Mishnah? The answer is the Mishnah is talking about Chalos Dvash only, and I might think that Zeisav Anovin is different. Kamash Bolam and Zeisav Anovin are not different. Rav Elazar Matu there too. Okay. Call Shabbat Bechamim Me'erev Shabbos. Let's just finish up this thing with squeezing things or whatever. Mashka Habolech Letoch Ochel. The Rif, what's it called, has a different girsa than we have in the Gemara. Our Gemara said, Kuli Alma Mashka Habolech Ochel is Lavka Ochel. The Rif had the opposite girsa. Kuli Alma Mashka Habolech Ochel is the Ochel. And that which Rabbi Yehuda says, that if you put mashka on top of the challah, that it's what's it called, not considered ochel, that's because it's what's it called, it never gets absorbed into the food. It remains on top. That's not an ochel. If they're distinguishable separately, that's not an ochel. But if it gets absorbed into the food, then everybody holds it's an ochel. And that's how we hold taka. The Meiri says an interesting chiddush. He says that mashka habola ochel is ochel only when it gets absorbed into the food. But as it's falling down in the air, it has a din of a mashka. It only becomes an ochel when it hits the food. Till then, it's a mashka. And therefore, legabi tuma, it's machsha before it gets into the food. So it's machsha. Mashenkein legabi Shabbos, since in the end it's going to be absorbed into the food, right? It's not considered like you ever separated it by itself. Okay. By Kara and Kedera, whether it's a, what's it called, a plate or a pot. So the Rif learns, like we said yesterday, simply, the difference is whether it has food in it or it's empty. Rashi seems to learn that even a Kara is only awesome with the Rabbanan because you don't normally drink from a plate. But we're afraid that, what's it called, that you'll use it for drinking and then it'll be awesome in our Torah. So the Rabbanan are putting into a plate. But really into a plate, since your intention later is to put into food, that's also okay. Okay. Okay, we have the case of squeezing, of milking into food. So the Rith learns that on Shabbos, this Gemara of talking about milking a goat into food is only on Yom Tov. But on Shabbos, it's also no matter what, even into food. And the Rabbeinu Tam also holds like that. And the reason is because the animal is muktzah. And therefore, it's not ochel. And it's what's it called? Now that you separate the milk from the animal, you're making a food from something that's not a food. So even though you didn't separate a mashka from a food, which is disha, you separated a food from a non-food. That's also disha. In other words, here, the A's on Shabbos is nothing you can do to eat it. So it's not ochel. So basically, by separating milk from an A's on Shabbos, you're separating food from non-food. That's already, what's it called, dosh. Yom Tov, it's mutter, right, into ochel, because what's it called, it's food from food. Because on Yom Tov, you could check the A's and eat it. What? Yeah, but that's not, if it, the Tzar B'Lechayim could be if it goes le'ibud. Not being over on dosh. Right? If it goes le'ibud, then maybe it's okay, because that's not dish. But if it doesn't go le'ibud, then you're being over in the Raisa for the sake of Tzar B'Lechayim, can't be. The Rabbeinu Tam holds a different reason why it's also on Shabbos. He says because it's boder. The A's is considered psolus, because it's not edible. And the milk is ochel. So you're separating ochel from psolus. Right? That's not allowed. And therefore, according to Rabbeinu Tam's reason, a new halacha would be. What if you have something that, what's it called, is not edible, like unripe grapes, and you squeeze the liquid of that into food? So there would also be asur. Because since the grapes weren't edible, it's like separating ochel from solus. And nafkamina would be, between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban, is the reason because you're making food from non-food, that's disha. Or because you're separating ochel from solus. The nafkamina would be if you do it for la'alta, you do it to eat immediately. Separating ochel from solus to eat immediately is mutter. Separating, making disha for immediate use is not mutter. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, if you do it for immediate use, it would be mutter, even on Shabbos, by the A's and by the busim, right, by the unripe grapes. And according to the Ramban, it would be usur even for immediate use. And the Ramban himself, this Ramban brings down to explain the Rith. The Ramban himself holds that even on Shabbos, you're allowed to milk an A's directly into food. The reason is because the A's is fit for eating. Not fit for eating for a Jew, it's fit for eating for somebody who's a Cholesh Yesh Bo Sakana. It's fit for eating for a Goy. It's still considered food, right? Because you can't eat it, doesn't make it not food. Somebody can eat it. It's edible. Somebody can come and shech this A's. And therefore, it's mutter even on Shabbos, according to the Ramban himself. Okay. The last thing is the Shechita of Kvoshim and Shlokos. Right? We said that the vegetables and pickles. Okay? So, Gemara says everybody holds that squeezing these things, with tzorech gufam, to make them better, not for the sake of the Jews, is mutter. According to Reb Shimon, squeezing rimonim, even for their own sake, is awesome. Because we're afraid you may squeeze them for the Jews because they're normally squeezed. These things are not normally squeezed for the Jews, so if you squeeze them for their own sake, we're not afraid that you'll do it for the. And everybody holds the Zeisim and Anovim are Asr, even the Tzorech Gufam. That's how the Mishnah Berurah says clearly that Zeisim and Anovim, even to squeeze them, just to make the grape less juicy, that's Asr, because Zeisim and Anovim is an issue of the rice. If you squeeze it for the Jews, they Asr any squeezing. Okay, if you squeeze it for their juices, okay, even though, what's it called, they're not chayv achat, it's only also the rabbanim by shlokim and kvashim, because the mashka isn't inherent in the thing, it comes from somewhere else, so it already had a shein mashka on it before, therefore it's not issur d'oraisa, you didn't make a mashka out of this thing, the mashka had a shein mashka before it was absorbed into the thing. The Tosfos says the reason why it's only Osim with the Rabbanan, because there's no Isra on any squeezing of fruit except for Zesim and Anovim. So this is no different than anything else. And the Rosh holds that what's it called, that you'd be chayev a chatos, if it's the derech to be sochet this thing, even if it's something that was sopped up into something else, like squeezing out a rag. The derech is to squeeze that, then you chayev a chatos also. The Rif holds halachas like Shmuel, that it's potter of a losser, okay, to squeeze kvashim even for their own juices. And the Rabbeinu Chananel holds halachas like Rabbi Yochanan, the yachayev achatzis, if you squeeze them for their own juices. Okay, and the same halacha would be sochei the dag, where you squeeze out the fish for the fish juice. If you're doing it for the fish juice, not for the fish, right, it's machlokas paposkim, who we paskim like, if it's only also with the Rabbanan, or it's also even with the Raisa. Okay, go on. Call Shavuot Becham in the Erev Shabbos, Meshorin also Becham B'Shabbos. You'll see as we go on what Chamin, but Pashtas, anything that you already soak in a Kli Rishon, in hot water, Erev Shabbos, so it's cooked. So you're allowed on Shabbos to, what's it called, anything that was cooked before Shabbos, you're allowed to soak in hot water on Shabbos. And this is the Makor of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. If it was already mevushal before Shabbos, then you can't make more bishul on Shabbos, and therefore, it's what's it called, you're allowed to soak it in a kli rishon, even a hot kli rishon on Shabbos. The chol shelo bo becham me'er Shabbos, something that wasn't cooked before Shabbos, medichin also becham b'Shabbos. You're allowed to pour hot water over it from, could be a kli rishon, right? We'll see the different machlokes. Machlokes on poskim here, we've shown it. Chutz min hamoliach hayoshem, except for a very old, aged, salty thing, the kulayas ha'ispanin, it is some kind of Spanish fish, shadachos and zuik marmalachton. There, pouring hot water over it, pashtis, finishes it off. It's not edible until you pour the hot water on it. It's not, could be it's not even out cooking. It's out, what's it called, out makav patish. You're making the thing edible. But many poskim holds because of cooking. We'll get to it if we finish early. Okay, let's see what the Gemara just says. Rashi learns. Kol shebo bechamim, kolomish in esbashel. Rashi learns, shebo bechamim means that you cooked it before Shabbos. Shorin oso bechamim, kadei she'en nimuach. You're allowed to soften it up and soak it in hot water on Shabbos to, what's it called, to soften it up. V'chol shelo bo bechamim, anything that wasn't cooked before Shabbos, kigon boser yovish, shochon oso chai, like dry meat, that, what's it called, that you eat raw, because otherwise, what are you doing with it on Shabbos, right? Al yidei hadchak, you can eat it raw, al yidei hadchak, medichin oso, v'lo amrin zel bishulo, avalo shorin. You can't soak it on Shabbos in a kli rishon, but you can pour from a kli rishon on it. Okay. That's not called cooking. Chutz min hamoliach yoshon, dag moliach shoshona shavra, a year-old salted fish, the kulay sa ispanim, shame dag shalchno so machmas mocho, what's it called? A dag that you eat because it's very, very salty. Al yidei hadochas. You only eat it by when you pour water bechamim. You pour hot water over it to take off some of the salt. You can't eat it. It's too salty if you don't, what's it called, rinse it with hot water. The hanach afilu hadocha nomilo, shizel gemar malachtum vavi bishop. So Rashi learns that this finishes it off. This, what's it called, cooks it. These very salty things are easily cooked, and therefore pouring hot water from a kli rishon onto it cooks it. Normally, pouring water from a kli rishon doesn't cook something, but these things it does cook. Okay, that's how Rashi. So again, Rashi learns pretty much that if you cook something fully before Shabbos, then you're allowed to recook it on Shabbos in a kli rishon. You can't recook it on the fire because it looks like you're cooking. But in any way that would be considered cooking, but doesn't look like cooking, like putting it near a fire, putting it into a kli rishon off the fire, all of that would be mutter. Even though that's cooking it, ain't bishul achar bishul. Can't cook after cooking. Something that wasn't cooked fully before Shabbos, it still can be cooked, so you can't put it into a kli rishon to soak, because that's cooking. But pouring from a kli rishon on it is okay, unless it's something that's easily cooked, like these salted things, something that's kale habishal, that's easily cooked, can be cooked even by pouring water from a kli rishon on it. That's Pashas HaRashi learns. Okay. go on. Kigon mai, right? What would be something that you cooked Erev Shabbos and you want to then again soak it on Shabbos? Why would you want to soak it? It's cooked. Why would you want to soak it in hot water? Omer Rav Safra, kigon tarnigolta, to Rav Abba. Rav Abba's tarnigolus, right? What's Rav Abba's tarnigolus, Rashi? Kigon mai, havi bo b'chamim, shechozim v'shorin also b'chamim. What kind of thing, right? It Pasha could have said, because you want to reheat it. But there's a thing that you bedafka soak again in hot water after it's cooked. Tarnigolta Rav Abba, mevashla, you cook it, v'shorin also yomim rabim b'chamim, limchos me'eleha, v'ochla refuah. You leave it soaking in hot water for many, many days till it disintegrates, and then you drink this disgusting chicken broth, what's it called? We'll see, it's really disgusting, for a fool. So now the Gemara says that's why you would want to re-soak it on Shabbos, because that's the preparation of this thing for a fool. So, Avamar of Safra, Zimnachada Akikalis Lahasam, I once went to Rav Abba's house, the Ochlon Minai, and they gave me what's it called to eat from this disgusting disintegrated chicken, overcooked chicken. The Elo Rabbi Abba Dashkin Hamra Bartalta Tarfi Isnasi. And if Rav Abba didn't give me wine that was 3 years old, good wine to wash it down with, right, I would have been disgusted. Rashi. Bartalta Tarfi Ben Gimel Shaman, 3 year old wine, Snusi, I see Nanas Lahaki, I would have vomited, Machmas Mias, right, from the disgusting chicken broth that he made. Rav Yochanan Rayik Mikutach de Bavloi. Rav Yochanan used to, what's it called, vomit or spit after he ate Kutach Bav. Kutach Bavloi is also a mixture of some kind of milk product and chametz together. And it, like, the milk sours, it's a really disgusting thing if you eat it. They use it for a dip. So he used to get disgusted from eating this smelly, what's it called, dip. Omer of Yosef, Valeruk Anan Mitanagota Rababa, right? Don't insult the Babylonians that we have disgusting things that we eat, because you Israelis also have disgusting things. You have the Tarnagota, the Rababa. Va'od Omer of Gaza, Zimnechadi Kolis Lahasam, one time I went in Bavel, to what's it called, to, and ate the of this kutach de bavloi, and the bavloi made me this dip, she'ilu minai called briche marove. And b'maisa, all the sick people came to ask for this dip, because it's also good for healing sick people. Not only is it a dip for healthy people, it's also good for sick people. So it's not so disgusting. People came begging at the door to be given some of it. So you think it's disgusting. These people who were sick didn't think it's disgusting at all. Rashi, Rayik, Rokek mikutach de bavloi, kishizokro. He used to spit every time he remembered the kutach bavloi. It made such a bad taste in his mouth. Show you most pain. It was disgusting to him. Omer of Yosef, kosher hoya be'enov shini masim b'nei Babel al b'nei Eretz Yisrael. Omer anu nami yesh lanu lorek mitanu go to Rababa. Sheheim ochlet. So the, what's it called, Rav Yosef said, don't insult the Bavloyim, that they have disgusting food. You Israelis also have disgusting food, the Tarnagolt of Rav Abba. V'od kutach, enu mos kokach. Besides that, our kutach isn't so bad, right? Many shar b'nei marav. Other people, what's it called, don't think it's so disgusting. Even the people from Babel don't think it's so disgusting. The Homer of Gaza, v'she'ilu minei, also kutach, they briche cholim. Many sick people came to beg him to give him this dip. Okay. Kol shelo bo b'chamin, hidiach mai. So anything that wasn't cooked before Shabbos, if you, what's it called, poured hot water, you're not allowed to even pour hot water over it on Shabbos. So Mara says, what if you did? Hidiach mai. Omer Rav Yosef, hidiach chayiv chatzis. If you poured hot water over it, you chayiv chatzis. I'm talking now about the call. Now on the kulisai spot. Right? Anything that wasn't fully cooked before Shabbos, you can pour hot water over it on Shabbos. But you can't pour hot water over these salty fish or whatever where they're easily cooked, and pouring the water over them is what's it called, is cooking. So what if you did pour the water? Is that mamish cooking min haTorah, or it's only midrabbanan? So if Yosef said, Yechai v'chatas. Omer mar b'rei d'ravina, afanan no mitanina, chutz mi maliach yoshen v'kula seis ponin shahanta chosen zuhi gmar malachtam. Shema minah, the taka finishes it off, it's mamish cooking. The way the Mishnah describes it is that you're finishing it off, meaning that it's cooked, the way Rashi learns. Rashi, chayiv chatzis, tavi bishul, pouring hot water from a kli rishon, pashtus, on things that are easily cooked is bishul min haTorah. Yosef Reb Chiya bar Abba v'Rav Asi kameid Reb Yochanan. V'Yosef Reb Yochanan v'kominamnim. Okay, Reb Abba, Reb Chiya bar Abba and Reb Asi were learning by Reb Yochanan. He was the Rebbe. And the Rebbe fell asleep. Usually, by us it's the opposite. But here the Rebbe started to fall asleep. And the Talmidim was still up. Okay, the Mishnah was an old man. Omer le Reb Chiya bar Abba l'Reb Asi mipnei ma'ofa shebavov shmeim. So they saw the Rebbe was sleeping. They didn't want to wake him up. But they didn't hear, the Rebbe fell asleep, there wouldn't be Talmidim there, right? They would leave. So, or they would start talking about the baseball scores, or worse. So here, the Talmidim started to talk and learning. The Rebbe's asleep, so we'll talk in our learning. So they asked each other, this was their Shicha B'Teila, right? It was also learning. They said, why are the birds in Bavel so fat? The Babylonian birds are fat. So, I don't know, I have to look into where these came from, but the other one said, go to the desert of Aza, and I'll show you fat ones in Eretz Israel. What are you telling me that the Babylonian birds are fat? There's fatter birds in Eretz Israel. They were arguing where's the Mila better. You see from here that Aza, Midbar Aza, is part of Eretz Israel. Mipnei Ma'moadim, we'll see that is Eretz Yisrael, because the Gemara speaks about Aza being part of Eretz Yisrael. Mipnei Ma'moadim Shebebovel Smechim, right? Why are the holidays, the Yamin Tovim in Bovel, are so happy? People are so extra happy in Bovel, more than in Eretz Yisrael. So he answered him, Mipnei Shein Aniyim, because they're poor people, and they never have time to be happy at other times, so when there's a Yontif, they have a chance to be happy. But in Eretz Yisrael, people aren't so poor, and therefore they're happy all the time, so that you don't notice that the young divinity. In other words, he's defending Eretz Yisrael. Don't tell me the birds are fatter in Bavel. There's fatter birds in Eretz Yisrael. Don't tell me the Yamim Tovim are better in Chutz Laaretz. They're better in Eretz Yisrael, really. But you don't notice the difference, because in Bavel, people are so poor that you notice when they're happy, because they're never happy any other time. How come the Talmidei Chachamim in Bavel dress so nicely? Mashmah in Eretz Yisrael, they don't dress so nicely. It says, Lefi She'enem B'nei Torah. Because in Eretz Yisrael, they don't have to dress that everybody can see their Talmud Chacham. You can see their Talmud Chacham because they're big B'nai Torah. But in Chutz Laaretz, they're not such B'nai Torah. So the only way they can distinguish themselves is Talmud Chacham. They dress with a nice hat and a jacket, then you know they're a Talmud Chacham, even though they're not. But in Eretz Yisrael, they are, so they don't have to dress up. Mipnei ma'ovdei kochav mizuhamim. Why are the ovdei kochavim so disgustingly mizuham? They're dirty, like... not physically, but they show up in shkotzim, because they eat treifas, shkotzim, they eat disgusting things, so the mela, they're also disgusting, they have a disgusting smell or something like that about them. Isser b'hu Rabbi Yochanan. Meanwhile, Rabbi Yochanan woke up, and he was not fully asleep, he heard what was going on. Menamne means you're awake and you're not awake. If you're asked something, you can answer, but you're not fully awake. So he heard what they were saying. Omer luhu dardiki, said, young ones. They were young, still young people, these Amoroi. Lo kachom ra'ati lechem, didn't I teach you? And mor lechachma chosiyat, says the Pasuk, say to the chachma, you're my sister. In bor lecha dover kachosva, she asur lecha. If the thing is clear to you, like your sister, that she's asur to you, right? It's clear, then say it, amoru. Then omrehu. Im lav lo somrehu. And if not, if you don't know what you're talking about, don't talk, right? Obviously, you have no idea what the answer to these questions are, so don't ploiter, don't babble, right? You don't know this thing, don't talk about it. Amrulei v'lei malon ma'ar eizem mehen. So what's it called? If you know, then tell us. Okay, we retract what we said. Tell us the reason for these things. Mipnei ma'ofel shebavavo shmeinim mnei shelo golu. What's it called? The reason that the birds in Bavel are fat is because the people in Bavel never went into Golus, and the birds never went into Golus. And since they were always indigenous to the place, they never were exiled, they're able to be very, very healthy. In Eretz Israel, even the birds were exiled, so they never can be any more completely healthy. Shenemar, Shanan Moav Minu'ura, V'Shokitu Al Shmorav. right? Since Moab never went into Golis, so Shokei to Al Shmorav, so is able to develop very, very healthily. Uve Golu Loholach, never went into Golis. The Hacham in Olin de Golu, how do you know in Eretz Israel that even the birds went into Golis? The Tanya of Yehuda Omer, Chamishi Mushtaim Shana Lo Over Ish Yehuda, for 52 years, from the Churban Bayis Rishon, till they gave permission to start going back to Eretz Israel from Persia, right? And there wasn't a soul in Eretz Israel. No one went in Yehuda, right? Master, there weren't any Jews at all. There's a Chassam Sofer that says that if there ever be a time there wouldn't be even one Jew in Eretz Israel, the whole calendar would be bought. Because there has to be at least somebody in Eretz Israel for the whole calendar to be challah. Here's Masha, there was a period of time when nobody was there. Yeah, okay, so it could be only in Eretz Yehuda. Could be. Shenema, Alehorim Esav Bechi Venehi, Me'ov HaShomayim V'ad Behema Nodadu Holchu. Right? That from the birds, animals, everything was gone. Behema, the Gematria, Chamishim Etan. The hint is that the word Behema, which is extra over there, right, should have said, what's it called, anything. Nothing was there. Not to mention the Behema specifically, the Marsha says. So it's what's it called, the, it's 52. He said, Tosu says, we don't learn it from here. You can make a calculation and know there was 52 years from the time they went into Gaulis till they started trickling back from Persia, with the permission of the Persians. But it's a hint that 52 years. Amr of Yaakov, because Behemah and Gematria is 52. Amr of Yaakov, Amr of Yochanan, Kulan Chazru, all the animals returned to Eretz Israel, except Chutz Mikula Saispanin, except for this Spanish mackerel. Could be that's why it's called Spanish. Because it doesn't live in Eretz Israel anymore. It's only indigenous now to Spain. Never came back. Domra Rav, Hani Madri, the Bavil Mahadri Maya Le'enitis. The, what's it called? The Babylonian springs returned back to Eretz Israel. The High Kivan de lo Shorer Shadre Lamotzi Solik. This fish doesn't have a backbone. And therefore, it doesn't have the koach to go against the what's it called, the current, so it couldn't get back to Eretz Israel. It went into Golis, and in order to get back to Eretz Israel, it would have to go against the current. An animal without a backbone can't go against the current. They say, Musar-wise, right, and only people with backbones can swim against the current. If you don't have a backbone, you're wishy-washy, then you go with every current there is. You can be strong, go against the current if you have a backbone. Rashi. Nibnema Ofa Shibabel Shmain Mishal Eretz Yisrael. Why are the birds in Bavel fatter than the ones in Eretz Yisrael? Klach lecha lecha el shikitzer aloshin. Klach means, what's it called? Lech lecha. I'll take you to the deserts. In Azza, I'll show you fatter birds in Eretz Israel. Lemidbar Azza, v'him Eretz Israel. Mo'adim shebebavel smechim, regilim l'smoach v'mo'adim yosem Eretz Israel. The people are happier on Yontif in Chutz La'aretz than in Eretz Israel. He says, no, b'meshim aniyim, v'chol ha'shoneh ein lehem simcha, b'maychel v'mishnah. The whole year they don't have any simcha because they don't have anything to eat or drink. V'ein lehem margomim alocha, they're always constantly working, so m'meil are never happy except on Yontif. L'vichim bo'adim kol simchasa. But in Eretz Yisrael, people are happy the whole year, so you don't notice the difference that much. Nitzuyonim, it's sayin rasim b'levushim noyim. How come in Bavel, the Talmid HaChamim dress up in nice clothes? Nitzuyonim mikushotim, they're very adorned. She'enam b'nei Torah kol kach, l'chavdam k'b'nei Eretz Yisrael, because people don't respect them because of their b'nei Torah. They're not such big b'nei Torah as in Eretz Yisrael. Machmas Torosim mechadnosim. In Eretz Yisrael, they don't have to get dressed up to be respected. People respect them because they know they're big Talmid HaChamim. But in Chutz La'aretz, mechavna also machmas levushem shenirim chashuvim. But in Eretz Yisrael, they don't have to mechavna them because of their clothing, because they're chashuv, because of their learning. But in Bavel, they're not chashuv because of their learning, so they get dressed up so people will respect them, at least for the talmidei chacham they are, because of the way they dress. Dardiki bachurim shogil esvar. Dardiki is little children. Boys who weren't yet mature to really understand things. In Bavel, the birds never went into Golis, so they're healthy. The birds who went into Golis aren't as healthy. Shaman Mor Minurav, Sefer Dikra, Al kein oma tamo bo alma hagolim ethigin tamo vishmeno. When you go into galus, you lose your taste and your fatness. It upsets your healthfulness. Nun beishana mishigalu b'mei tzidkiyahu, the charvos Yerushalayim, when in time of tzidkiyahu, Yerushalayim was destroyed, and they went into galus, achin nitkidu b'mei koresh, until Koresh gave the first permission to go back to Eretz Yisrael, v'oz olum mehem liyasad es habayis, they went to v'miyasad habayis, yudcheshonim kodim gemara binyan. It's 18 years before they finished building Beis HaMikdash. So the whole period was 70 years, till the Beis HaMikdash was finished. So if you subtract 18 years, you get 52. Shiva sof ayin shana v'shnash shtein v'daryavish, k'damir megillah. The kulan chazra behemos v'ofos v'at ha-dagim. Everything eventually came back. All the animals, birds, even the fish. Chutz min kulay sayispan, except for this fish. Kulan chazru d'ho ad behemoksiv. U'mechlal v'mikan v'eilech hodr chutz min kulay sayispan. Why didn't this fish return? Hani madre de bovel mihadre mayala initis. Madrono shibavovel, these springs in Bavel, machzirim mayim anashpachim bohem, the water that falls into them goes back to Eretz Israel. Right? Le'ein itis, shumakum gavosh ver Israel. It travels back upstream. She'osu mayim, maybe mayim lebeis tefilas kohen gadol b'yamatipurim. And that spring is where the kohen gadol was togel on Yom Kippur in the Beis HaMikdash. The mesukin b'chomas Ezra, agave azora, agave shar hamayim, karmim b'seinu yuma. Ein itis gavoh mikarko azora, chav gimel amos. And it goes back upstream and then comes back down again. 23 amas higher than the rest of the Azara was where Ein Itis, what's it called, was. The high heich machzirin, sheesh bepras, silonos v'sulamos l'matim na'karto, the derech osin sulamos chosin amayim l'Eretz Yisrael. In the Euphrates has underneath it steps, literally, like steps in the water. And those steps enable the water to travel upstream. And they go back to Eretz Yisrael, the chosin v'novim mayonos, and then they come back to Babel. The hadagim chazru derech osun sulamo shenochim laloson yosemi derech pras atzma, and the fish came back with against the current from those what's it called steps. The high kulusu aspan and kivin lo shorish shidre ein kasha shedra shala doesn't have a strong backbone, so it wasn't able to go against the current. Writer. Now Rabbi Yochanan was explaining to them why in Babel the holidays are more happy, more joyous than in Eretz Yisrael. Because in Eretz Yisrael there was a special klala that they shouldn't enjoy the holidays. I will stop all of your simcha on your Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos and Moed. Uksiv, Chodsheichem, Umoadechem, Sona Nafshi, Hoyu Olai L'Torech. Because they, what's it called, they made Yomim Tovim into things that were the opposite of Torah, so the Rav Hashem hated them. They were a bother to him. So Memele, he made a Klala, they won't have Simcha on their Yomim Tovim. So that Klala, still part of it remains in Eretz Israel, but it never applied to Chutzlar, it's the bottom. My Hoyu Olai L'Torech, what does it mean, it's a bother to me? Right, it's not that they do sins. They bother me to try to figure out what gzera to bring to make them do tshuva. Right, that's a bother. I don't like to punish the Jewish people, but they force me to do it because they need the tikkun. There wasn't any yontif that troops of armies of goyim didn't end up in Tzipori, to ruin the Yom Tov. Not that they came to ruin it, but they ruined it. When the Goyish troops are there, people are afraid or whatever, it ruins the Yom Tov. There wasn't a Yom Tov in Tveria where also there weren't troops that came and ruined the Yom Tov. Why the Talmid Chacham in Bavel dressed up so nicely? Because they're not in their place, they're in Golus. So when you're in Golus, people don't know who you are. So you have to dress up nice, that people should know. But when you're in the place where everybody knows you, then you're respected for who you are, not for how you dress. But if people don't know you, then they have to respect you for how you dress. Damri inchi, but Masa Shamoi, below Masa Tosvoi. Right? When I'm in my place, my name is enough to give me respect. When I'm not in my place, then I have to dress up to get respect. Haboyim Yashresh Yaakov, Yotzitzu Porach Israel. Tani Rav Yosef, this pasuk, Haboyim Yashresh Yaakov, Yotzitzu Porach, they'll blossom. Right? Elu Talmidei Chachamim Shebabavel, She'osim Tzitzin Uporachim LaTorah. Right? These are the Talmidei Chachamim in Babel that make Tzitzin Uporachim, blossoms and flowers for the Torah. They are Talmidei Chachamim. Don't denigrate the Talmidei Chachamim Babel. They're God's fine Talmidei Chachamim. So the reason they dress up is not to compensate for the fact they're not Talmidei Chachamim. It's because since they're in Golus, right, they need to dress up, because when you're not in your proper place, then you need the externals to show who you are. Rashi, Litveria, Lavuz ulahatil aleihem ol, velo miskavn levatul misimchas haregel, aval klo legorma lekach. The klola was goring that the troops show up on Yontif. They didn't come on purpose to Mavak, they didn't know it was Yontif. But the klola makes it, that's when they come and ruin Simchas Yontif. Komtin loshen lazu, shiltam, the rulers, volesha tzchel hamelech, is a troops. Tzipor and Tverim, both Tzipor and Tverim are Tzrael. Shena mekomam, shemer Tzrael, golu lashon. The people in Babel, that's not, they're not indigenous to Babel Jews. They came from Eretz Israel. The Hagolu, the Mokum Nachri, a person who goes into Golus, into a strange place, mitzayin asma bushim shechoshim. He wears what's it called, special clothing, so people think that he's choshim. Okay? Could be for that reason the blacks in America, what's it called, who came from other places, Africa, you know, everybody in America came from somewhere else, right? They have to dress up, right, you know how they dress, because they make themselves choshev in the eyes of the people who are indigenous to them. The Masa Shamai, Be'iri any tzorach l'schabit, ela b'shmi. When I'm in my city, I don't need any external things to get covered. My people know who I am. Ani mikrobo, people know me. The low masa, the makom sheni iri, when I'm in a place where it's not my city, tosvoi, kvodi toli b'simlasi. Then my cover depends on how I look externally. Simlasi matargamin and tosvei. Tzitzin tzmachim, haboyin osin shal Yaakov, sheyavo lebabel. The Jews who go into Babel, yishrishu v'yasu tzitzin frachim. They'll blossom and become, make flowers. L'torah, meaning they'll adorn the Torah. The Shiata Asi Rabbi Yochanan came to prove what Rabbi Yochanan said. The time of the Mitzuyin Lam B'Pishenim B'nei Torah to Rabbi Asi, Ela B'Pishenim B'Mkoma. The reason that they dress up nicely in Babel is not because they're not B'nei Torah. They are B'nei Torah, but it's because they're not in their original place.